Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fantasy Football.
Football is back.
Who cares? Who cares? I wish the Oakland A's would hurry up and lose, fill in that damn dirt spot in the Coliseum so the Raiders could play 100%.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
215-277-9311.
Hey, first of all, I want to say, what about Lou talking about he didn't get his first kiss until high school? What was that all about?
Kiss on my daughter.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
Soul Kitchen Radio.
Nothing compares to football.
I said I was the man.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
Soul Kitchen Radio.
Hey, it's pronounced my homie, okay? Because that's my homie.
Phone number 845-277-9311.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
I got a hunch he's due. I mean, he was one of my dynasty fantasy number one pick, bro.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
He had a touchdown, but he caught plenty of balls.
Memphis Lou knows. Listen to Memphis Lou.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
Garoppolo, you diner hater. How about that? Explain that. Garoppolo starting in your fantasy league.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
We're taking your team to the next level. It's Fantasy Football on Soul Kitchen Radio.
This is Fantasy Football on Soul Kitchen Radio. You want your team to win? Call us now. Fantasy Football.
Fantasy Football on Soul Kitchen Radio. This is week 11, and I feel like nuts are getting tight. Nuts are getting really tight around here. You know why? Because in 3 weeks, the playoffs start. And people are in sixth and seventh and eighth place. It's sitting around going, what the hell am I going to do? Do I play Mark Ingram? Do I play T.Y. Hilton? Who the hell do I play? What do I do? Nuts are getting tight. Wives are getting pissed off because the husbands aren't listening to them today. The husbands don't give a shit what you have to say because today is this is a big week. It's win or go home. Just about every game right now is a playoff
game. It's unlocked.
Because you have to get in there. And that's why we're here. That's why you have Memphis Lou. That's why you have Misha Trues. That's why you have Franco Ranchez. And that's why you have me, Rick Camacho, hooking you up and getting you in to them playoffs. So with that, I tell you, Memphis Lou, what's happening? Live from the beach. Where you at, Memphis Lou?
Live from the beach here down in Florida. We're just outside of Tampa Bay. We couldn't let the show stop today, man. You know, we're just outside of the playoffs. And, you know, so I had to take a pause for the calls to be sure I got my rosters in order because I'm ready for the playoffs, man.
It's how it goes, man. Hey, Misha. Where are you at? It's nice and quiet wherever the hell you're at. Where are you at?
You know, I wanted to see what the smoke is all about, and I wanted to see if I can get a nice little dust mask for all that's happening. So I went down to the Bay Area, so I'm just currently in San Francisco right now, waiting for my Darth Vader to come in.
We might have to hook up sometime today, man. I get you some of this smacking so you can have something to take home with you. Definitely smacking the preferred before all of fantasy football and Soul Kitchen Radio, of course. All right, so we got our first question already, and it came from Twitter. It came from Alonzo, and he wants to know, should he play – he's in a PPR league. Should he play Mark Ingram today, or should he play T.Y. Hilton? What do you think? Let's go with you, Lou. T.Y. Hilton versus Tennessee or Mark Ingram versus Philly?
Man, I'm going to have to go with Mark Ingram. Mark Ingram, last week, he gave 26.4 points, 104 yards on the ground on 13 attempts. All the New Orleans Saints do is win, and Mark Ingram is a very integral part of that. So you just can't go wrong. They're going to throw the ball early, and then after that, there's going to be some passes to him and some running. So I'd roll with Mark Ingram. He's projected to do 14.5 points today. I'm pretty sure it'll be more than that. They play against the sorry, soft defense of the Philadelphia Eagles.
I'm with you,
yeah,
on that, man. Go ahead, Misha.
I remember just last week you asked a similar question, and within 5 minutes when the game started, he scored a touchdown. So I mean, I think he's surging up. He's definitely the way to go, and that Philadelphia secondary is not all that great. So I would definitely go with Mark Ingram.
You know, and another thing I like to figure out, T.Y. Hilton is good. I like T.Y. Hilton. You know, he's got that nice T.Y. T.Y. looks good when he gets in the end zone. But I'm looking at his stats: 54 targets, 29 receptions. He drops 50% of the passes that come to his way, right? That's not a good percentage. Or we could blame it on whatever, the pass was off, the defense was there, whatever. 54% of them passes aren't coming to you, T.Y. You're not catching them. You know, and he has 4 touchdowns this year, 430. So every time he throws the ball to you, you have a 50% chance of getting that PPR point. And when you're going to playoffs, you need every PPR point you can. That's very, very important. So, Alonzo, we're going with Mark Ingram also. All right. Let's keep it moving, fellas. All right, so let's talk IDP today. I want to get into a little IDP. And for those who don't play, who play that standard fantasy football, IDP stands for individual defensive players. And talk about Lou, tell them how important IDP can be. Talk about them, Lou.
Hey. IDP is one of the best things that's come to fantasy football, in my opinion, man. It's very good for guys like us, you know, who are in 12, 14, and 16-man leagues. And you're able to get guys like my stud this week, Jalen Smith, linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys. He gave 7.5 points last week. But this week, I think against the Atlanta Falcons, they're going to try to throw across that middle. And Jalen Smith and Vander Esch are going to knock heads. They're going to ring bells today. And you're going to get double-digit points from both of those guys. And they're both available in many ESPN and Yahoo leagues. So go get Jalen Smith and old Vander Esch, because they're going to handle business, man. It's awesome when you can get a defensive guy that gives you double-digit numbers.
You said that's Jalen Smith?
Go ahead. You
said Jalen Smith?
Yeah, Jalen Smith and Leighton Vander Esch. You know, last week, Vander Esch gave 28 points, man. Defensive player of the week. This dude is a beast. And Jalen Smith, you know, is right there with him, you know, sniffing around, man. He's a ball hawk. He only got 7.5 last week. But like I said, I believe this week he's going to have a monster game against the Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, I'm going homer this week.
Yeah, I was looking at all this. I was looking at the top tackles, right? The top tackles. Who are the top IDP tacklers? At number one, who's 95% owned with 63 tackles, is Darius Leonard from Indianapolis Colts. Antoine Bethea has 61 tackles. He's 38% owned from Arizona. And then I came down to the number three guy, and I said, I'm going to let Lou talk to that guy, because Vander Shish, whatever his name is.
Hey,
right?
He is the hope, the new hope of America's team. He is the new hope of America's team. Leighton Vander Esch, first-round draft pick from your Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, you know, and with Sean out all the time, it's tough.
Man,
Sean Lee out all the time.
Sean Lee
Sean
is Mr. Glass, man. He was, but Sean Lee is one of those guys now, Mr. Brittle Bone Syndrome. If you look at him hard, man, he'll pull his ACL. You know, I love the guy. I'm thankful for everything that he's brought to Dallas, but, you know, it might be time for him to, you know, to step aside and you know, just been doing here the last few weeks, coach these young studs up, you know, give them keys, you know, give them those good verbal cues and let Leighton Vander Esch and Jalen Smith handle business.
That's right. They're doing it too. If I go to one of my number one guys and I went heavy, like if we talk about stock options, I put in a lot of stock options on this guy. And I'm talking about Pittsburgh's own Vince Williams. I've had Vince Williams all season long. I've had him in all my leagues. I have him in so many leagues. He started out with just, you know, 9 points, 3 points, 5 points, 6 points. And then against Cincinnati, he goes off and he gets me six solo tackles, one sack, and gives me 10 points. And I'm excited. And then I get three tackles for 6 points against Baltimore, but last week he had three tackles, he had one assist, one sack, and he had a touchdown, a pick and a touchdown, you know, and that got me 20-something points. So this guy, he has a forced fumble, interception, 17-yard touchdown return, Vince Williams, he's out there. He is out there. He got me 20 points. He is out there, 24% owned in all Yahoo Fantasy leagues. So there's a chance that you could get him, but if you check on any of my teams, the chance is that I do have him. What do you got, Misha? IDP, how's it treating you?
It seems to be kind of all over the place. You know, you get some big names in there, and I seem to kind of just use them like shark teeth. You know, 1 week you have a bunch of guys that are out, so I just swap them in with somebody else. So you just never quite, I never quite seem to kind of get it right. See like, oh man, JJ Watts is available or jump on the Donald train. And, it's, you know, it gets me 5, 6, 7 points here and there, but I haven't quite hit the jackpot like, Lanton Vander Esch, who I've been trying to figure out the spelling of his name the whole time you guys have been talking. His name, damn it. So that's been my big thing. But yeah, the defensive guys, that's definitely a nice little diamond in the rough if you can hit the jackpot with them.
I said go ahead and then I started talking anyway. Go ahead, finish there, Misha.
Oh no, that's it. I'm listening now, you know. Sometimes you have to be a student too.
Okay, and, so one thing I've noticed in IDP, and Lou, maybe you've done this too, because we've been playing IDP for a while now, is you can't go on the name. You can't go on the big name, because the big name is not going to always do it for you. How do you choose your IDP guys, Lou?
See, I love linebackers, because those guys get to roam the field. You know, they're the guys that get the sacks. They're the guys, you know, that have the potential to, you know, to get a strip sack, to get an interception, return for a touchdown. You know, and most of them get free runs to the quarterbacks, you know, the free runs to the running backs. The defensive tackles, you know, they tend to be, you know, studs. Everybody wants to talk about, you know, the big bodies clogging up the hole. But I love those smaller guys that scrape behind the big mollies, and they get in and handle business and put up points. So I'm all about inside linebackers, outside linebackers. Those are my studs, because they're gonna have tackles. They're gonna have tackles every game, you know. But like when you go and you pick a corner, you know, this week he may have a pick six. Next week he may have two tackles. You know, so it's a
right.
Famine when you go with the cornerback.
Yeah, you know, another way I look at it, if you look at what I do, is I like to toggle through all the different options. You got tackle solos, tackle assists, sacks, tackle for loss. And you think about which ones are going to get you points in fantasy football. You got to think solo tackles are going to get you 1 point. A sack is going to get you 3 points. A tackle assist is going to get you a half a point, I believe. And I think a tackle for loss is going to get you another point. And so when you look at it, when you hit tackle solos, you're going to hit a lot of safeties. A lot of safeties are coming up. They're not corners. They're the safeties, like more like the Antoine Bethea, Jamal Adams from the Jets. Let me see what else we got in safety position. Justin Evans for Tampa Bay, who is 7% owned with 41 tackles already, you know, sitting on 69 points for the season. But then I like to go with the sacks. You know, sacks are big money. That's when you hire roll. That's when you go to the table and you're not putting down money in the on the pay line because you're just gonna play for them to hit the point. You throwing money on the field. You got all them different points. You going big money in the field. You're going for the sacks. You're going for 3 points every time. And that's when you get the defensive ends and the and them outside middle linebackers. That's who's going to get you the points in fantasy football. And Misha, just to let you know, you can go. It's not even a name because there are so many players that played linebacker and defensive end that nobody knows about. All you got to do is follow their stats. Follow them.
Yeah.
Like you got Kyler Forkrell with Green Bay, 1% owned. He's put up 55 points already this season. DeMarcus Lawrence, defensive end for Dallas, you know, 68 points. And this is who I got. Terrell Suggs, T. Sizzles out there. Look at this guy. Takaris McKinley, Atlanta, defensive end, 6% owned. He has 5.5 sacks this year, 10 solo tackles. There you go. I love IDP. Go ahead, Misha.
Yeah. They don't really have the – I mean, they have some secondaries that stand out, but they don't really have, you know, the Darrell Revises and what do you call it? The guy, he's always ripping out the necklace. I don't even know what team he – I think he plays for the Rams. But
He's hurt right now.
Yeah, Debo. My grandmama gave me that chain.
Yeah. I was my thing was always like, yes, I'm gonna go for a guy that gets interceptions and maybe he gets a pick six, you know. But yeah, you don't. It seems to be like not really a rarity, but it hasn't been that big this season. It's like this. So yeah, the sack is definitely the way to go. In my other league, I've been rolling with Chicago, seemingly no matter what team they play against. They just get three turnovers almost every single game. So, and there's always a pick six or a fumble for a touchdown in that one. So that one's been kind of a huge saver for me. So I'm like, man, anyone from Chicago seem to be my saving grace.
You know, Khalil Mack started at the beginning, and then he just killed us at the end, man. Khalil Mack, I had to drop Khalil Mack. He was hurt for like 3 weeks, went into the bye. Oh my God, I was so mad at him. Besides the fact, you know, I was mad at Khalil Mack. But I tell you what, ain't nothing better than the Treasure Island Beach Resort in Florida, man. I'm seeing these pictures right now, Lou. At Nature Boy Ivy, if you want to see him, at Nature Boy 4. Woo! Merry Christmas at Treasure Island Beach Resort. What made you go out there, Lou?
Man, my middle daughter, she made the All-American cheer team. And so our reward for her making the All-American cheer team was, hey, parents, you have to bring your entire family to Orlando, Florida, and stay at the Disney Resort on your dime. So we're down here the entire week, you know, so my daughter can do her All-American cheer deal. And, you know, we decided to come here first. Man, it's a beautiful place. This is free. You know, we showed up this morning about 6 a.m., went and got breakfast over at the Waffle House across the street. Sun came up, man. We went right on the beach. Beautiful, man. Just they got beers here for $4, wine for $4, and champagne $4. Burgers are $3. You know, I mean, it's real nice, man. Free sunscreen, just, man, beautiful people everywhere, and man, the sun's up. I'm gonna come back home with extra chocolate.
So, Misha, what's the?
Yeah.
How's the smoke in San Francisco, Misha?
No, man, it's not too bad. Everyone's just kind of heaving and puffing like a fat dog trying to make its way up on a hill. yeah, everyone's got like their fancy dust mask I got this cool one I ordered on Amazon. I look like a, almost like a Darth Vader, so I'm pretty excited to wear that.
You make the asthma sound when you walk.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'll be making some noises.
I tell you, the funniest thing to see though out here, Lou, is because it is super foggy, right? Super smoky all over, everywhere you go in the Bay Area, super smoky. But then you see people wearing them smoke masks, they walking around like they got gas masks on, right? Like it's not that bad. But then they go to the corner and go to the smoking section, pull it off, and start smoking cigarettes. You know, so it's like, why the fuck you wear that shit anyway? What the hell is wrong with you, man?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It is pretty funny. I like walking around, you know, going inside like a store or a bank or whatever, and I wear like a do-rag covering my face. You know, normally it looks like you're there to rob a bank, but then you look around and everyone's doing the same thing. So it's like, oh, this is just normal right now.
Yeah, just waiting for somebody to rob something so they could say, okay, now this work we're not going to do. No more masks in stores. That's got to be coming up pretty soon.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, it's funny you say that because, you know, SantaCon's coming up when everyone dresses up like Santa Claus. And they walk around. I know, it's amazing. But that's what happened a couple of years ago. Somebody robbed the bank wearing a Santa Claus outfit during SantaCon. And then they just disappeared into the crowd, you know, in their Santa Claus outfit. So they never could catch the guy.
Right.
So that does happen. But, yeah, San Francisco is getting extra futuristic with the dust everywhere. And
all right, so we're gonna get into some more football real quick, but before that, before we get into fantasy football, let's get into some football picks with Mom. Let me give her a call next week. 1 week until she turns 81 years old. Everybody. Let's see what she has to say this week.
Hello? Hello? This is not Halloween.
Hey, Mom.
What?
Hey, Mom. How you doing? This is the guy.
Okay,
Lou.
I guess.
Memphis Lou is in Florida on the beach today.
Now, who's
and,
over there in beach, on the beach?
That's Lou. Lou from Memphis.
Well, I don't know
he's
who Lulu is.
There.
I don't know.
Oh,
hey.
Oh, okay.
Is that a Lulu? Or I thought Lulu would be a girl's name.
Well, Memphis Lulu. We just renamed him.
Lulu.
We just renamed him, Mom. Memphis Lulu.
Okay, so.
And then you got Misha. What about Misha? What kind of name is Misha?
Lisa. Well, I don't know.
Misha.
I think you had a girlfriend named Lisa, didn't you?
No, Misha.
I can't remember. You had so many girlfriends.
Okay, forget it. We're gonna keep it moving.
You have so many girlfriends, you couldn't keep track of them, Ricky. And you're always asking them to marry you, and then all of a sudden you didn't want to marry him.
Okay, I guess, Ricky, that's enough.
You did.
I guess, Ricky, if
Mom,
you were in prison.
Yeah,
if you were in...
Did you tell your friends that you used to propose to these girls in front of me, and they'd say, yes, I'll marry you, and then next week you have somebody else who forgot that you asked them. You used to ask all your girlfriends to marry you.
Oh,
you
that's
did.
Enough, Mom. That's enough.
Mom,
oh,
you and all
don't nobody know about your secret past, I know.
Not on the radio, Mom.
Okay, well, they already know now.
Okay. So, Mom, next week, you're going to be 81 years old. Happy
birthday.
I
know.
Happy early birthday.
And it's your birthday, too, because you're my birthday baby.
I know. Our birthday's on the same day, everybody.
Happy birthday.
Yeah,
happy birthday to you.
Yeah, it's going to be Ricky's birthday, too, on the 3rd. Yeah.
All right. So let's do some football picks, Mom.
Oh, okay.
And are you ready for these football picks?
Yeah.
Okay. Lou, I got it here because I know you sitting on the beach, so don't worry about the pigs, Lou. I got it here.
All right.
Okay, here we go, Mom.
Okay.
Dallas Cowboys or Atlanta Falcons, who do you like?
The Cowboys.
Cowboys. How about the Tennessee Titans or the Indianapolis Colts?
The one that you said first, I forgot. What was that?
Tennessee Titans or
Indianapolis Colts? The Titans, I guess, from Tennessee.
Okay. How about the Houston Texans or the Washington Indians, Redskins?
I don't know. You have to take that one. The Texans.
The Texans from Houston. All right.
Yes. Come on.
There we go. How about Cincinnati Bengals or Baltimore Ravens?
The first one you said.
The Cincinnati Bengals or Baltimore Ravens?
Well, I guess the first ones.
You got to say the name, Mom.
Well, the Ravens or whatever they are, I don't know. Oh, was that the second one? I don't know.
Okay, the Baltimore Ravens. We'll go with that. The Denver Broncos or the Los Angeles Chargers?
The Los Angeles Chargers. Is that what you said?
Yep, Los Angeles Chargers. I got that.
Yeah, well, that's part of California, isn't it?
Yep, and it's not on fire. Oh, they are on fire, too. How about the Minnesota Vikings or Chicago Bears?
The Chicago Bears.
All right.
The Bears.
The Bears. How about the Carolina Panthers or Detroit Lions?
The Detroit Lions.
Detroit Lions over the Panthers. Okay. How about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers or New York Giants?
New York Giants.
Okay. Here's a big one, Mom. Pittsburgh Steelers or Jacksonville Jaguars?
The Jaguars.
The Jaguars over the Steelers. Okay.
Ooh.
How about the Oakland Raiders? Or Arizona Cardinals?
Where's that? Raiders.
Of course, the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
How about the Philadelphia Eagles or New Orleans Saints?
The Saints.
The Saints. Yeah, the Saints.
How
about this one? The Kansas City Chiefs or the Los Angeles Rams?
Los Angeles Rams.
Yep, because they're from California, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a, what about Green Bay Packers or Seattle Seahawks?
The Packers. Don't they call them cheeseheads or something like that?
Yeah, the cheeseheads. And just to let everybody know, my mom don't watch no football. The Packers lost to the Seahawks 27-24 on Thursday night.
Well, I didn't know.
That's okay. That's how we do it. All right, Mom. Do you have any? What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Nothing. I'm not doing nothing. So you better just bring me something. Bring me a piece of turkey.
I'm gonna bring you a big plate, and I'll be over there later on.
Yeah.
I'll be over there later on today because I'm bringing Rick over.
We'll come hang out with you
for a little bit.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
honey.
We'll come hang out with you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Mom. Well, have a great day.
Yeah,
say
you
bye
too,
everybody.
Yeah, goodbye to everybody. Hope whoever, whatever team it is that you want will win.
Ms. Camacho.
Okay.
I want to wish you a happy future 81st birthday.
What?
I want to wish you a happy, me and Michelle, I want to wish you a happy future 81st birthday.
Oh, who, you and Michelle, no, who are you?
Your favorite president.
My favorite president?
That's right.
Your president, Obama?
Yep, that's correct.
Oh, well, happy birthday to you. I mean, happy for Thanksgiving to you.
That's right. I'm going to come with a big turkey.
No, okay.
We're going to have a good time.
Okay, you too,
then.
Oh, mm-hmm. All righty. Okay, then. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, bye, Mom. All right, she's gone, guys. Oh, it's always fun getting Mom on the phone. All right, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about what's going on today in Philadelphia. Lou, in Philadelphia, there is no – what do you think about Josh Adams?
I have little faith in the Philadelphia Eagles. I think that the team is a fraud. I think that they will lose the division. They will not repeat as Super Bowl winners, and it's not because I detest them because they are the Philadelphia Eagles. It's because they're not who we thought they were. We made them out to be, you know, this just spectacular team that just handled business, and they're not. They're not. They lucked up big time last year.
Yep, I agree with that. Today, but if you need a running back with Wendell Smallwood, not really playing. Wendell Smallwood, not really playing. Josh Adams is supposed to be the man. Josh Adams, 31% owned, 47 yards against Dallas, 4 points, 61 yards versus Jacksonville, 7 points. Projected 6.78 versus New Orleans, who actually is the second toughest defense versus running back. So if you have Josh Adams and you're out there thinking, oh, this is the guy, good luck with that. As they say good luck. Let's get into some waiver flavor. What you got? What's one of your – hold on. Let's set it up. Let's go with the waiver flavor.
I heard you got the people for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. Somebody said you had it going
on. Soul Kitchen Radio.
I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. Hurry up and get a scoop before it's gone.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
All right, the waiver flavor. Go ahead, Misha. Who's your waiver flavor today?
Yeah, this is a very delicious one, I would say, coming to you from the Los Angeles Rams. His name is Josh Reynolds. Cooper Kupp is not playing today. And when Cooper Kupp's not playing, Josh Reynolds seems to kind of slide in there, and he gets fed pretty well in that potent Rams offense. So if you can pick him up, he's a pretty nice little snack around. Josh Reynolds. So that's my flavor.
I heard you got the people for the flavor. I heard you got the people for the flavor. Somebody said you had it going
on Soul Kitchen Radio.
I heard you got the people for the flavor. Hurry up and get a scoop before it's gone.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
All right, who you got there? Memphis Lou. Who's your waiver flavor today?
Man, my waiver flavor, I'm going to the Mile High City, the home of the high guys. Cortland Sutton, wide receiver for the Denver Broncos. Dude is 56% owned in ESPN leagues. You know, he's had a decent season so far. So everybody has to remember, Demaryius Thomas is gone. You know, so Sutton is the man outside. So he's out there. He's available. Last week against Houston, he caught 3 balls, 57 yards. A week prior to that, Kansas City, 3 balls, 78 yards. 1 catch in week 7 against Arizona for 28 yards, touchdown. You know, his time is coming, so it's incumbent upon you to get on the front end, you know, before everybody in a couple of weeks talking about how great guy is. You can go on and say, man, I had this guy 2-3 weeks ago.
That's right. You know, and I got him in my leagues, too. So, yes, Cortland Sutton.
I heard you got the people for the flavor. Somebody said you had it going
on Soul Kitchen Radio.
I heard you got the people for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. Hurry up and get a scoop before it's gone.
On Soul Kitchen Radio. Kitchen Radio.
All right, my waiver flavor with AJ Green gone and Tyler Boyd taking up all the moving to the number one position. My waiver flavor is going to be John Ross. John Ross of the Cincinnati Bengals. He's 13% owned in all leagues, so he's available. He has 9 receptions so far, 118 yards, 3 touchdowns, 10 points versus New Orleans, 11 points versus Atlanta. Even though Baltimore gives the 4th fewest points to wide receivers today, if Baltimore is steadily on Tyler Boyd, that's going to open up some room for John Ross, and he could be in a real deep league where you need somebody because Keelan Cole's not getting it for you. Tajay Sharp is not getting it for you. You might want to go ahead and take a waiver flavor, take a bite out of John Ross and see how that helps you out.
I heard you got the people for the flavor. I heard you got the people for the flavor. I heard you got the people for the flavor. Somebody said you had it going
on Soul Kitchen Radio.
I heard you got the people for the flavor. I heard you got the people for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. Hurry up and get a scoop before it's gone.
On Soul Kitchen Radio. Kitchen Radio.
All right, so we do have coming up, we do have your Twitter since it starts coming up. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be answering your Twitter starts and sits at Real DJ Slitch, at Nature Boy IV, at Misha Troops, and hashtag SK Fantasy. And we will be answering your Twitter sits and starts. And also, we got Creeper Sleepers coming up. I got a Creeper Sleeper, man, that I think might have a good chance to do something today. We'll be right back. Soul Kitchen Radio.
Hey, everyone. Scott Hansen here from NFL Red Zone. You are listening to Soul Kitchen Radio, Fantasy Football.
Fantasy Football.
Fantasy Football. Fantasy Football.
There will be one Super Bowl champ crowned at the end of this year. That's it.
Welcome back to Fantasy Football on Soul Kitchen Radio.
Hi, this is Herm Edwards on Soul Kitchen Radio.
Fantasy Football.
Fantasy Football.
Really hurt this year.
And a thing
you're an amazing team. I have studied the waiver wire. I know all the sleepers. I have done the bye-week plug-in. I have done it all.
Right.
And all I want to do is watch the game and find out how my team does.
Well.
Full start. Everyone but the center. Offense. 5-yard penalty.
Fantasy football.
Fantasy football.
We're taking your team to the next level. It's fantasy football on Soul Kitchen Radio.
This is fantasy football on Soul Kitchen Radio. You want your team to win? Call us now. Fantasy football.
All right, here we go, guys. Here we go, guys. We've got a couple good ones here. Fitzpatrick or Mariota? Let's go. Who do you
hey,
got?
Normally I go with Fitzmagic, you know, but Marcus Mariota has just been on a tear here lately. So I'm going to have to go with the hot hand, go with Marcus Mariota. He's going to handle business for you.
All right. What about... Okay, Misha, we got half-point PPR, Devin Funchess at Detroit, or Peyton Barber at the New York Giants? Are you there, Misha? Oh, he must be on mute again. He muted himself off again? Let's go. What do you – you know, that's a tough one. Peyton Barber, I'll take that one. Peyton Barber has slowly became a better player, a better running back. I got rid of him for a little while, but let me see. Bring him up real quick. 61%, 117 rushing attempts, 437 yards. The New York Giants are terrible right now. I cannot trust Devin Funchess. So right there, I'll go with Peyton Barber for that one. Misha, you're back. You're off of mute. Okay,
yes,
here we go.
I only came back to second your opinion. He just can't, you know. If you have Funchess on your team, he's the anti of Funchess. He's been not Funches. That's not really that creative of a name. But it's almost like whoever you say versus Funches, just you got to take whoever the hell the other person is, because Funches has not been bringing in the bacon. So I would go with that again.
Barbers.
All right. So, yeah, I definitely agree with that. Okay. Need help, non-PPR, Doug Martin or Calvin Ridley? Oh, my God. Lou, take this one. Doug Martin or Calvin Ridley?
I don't like neither one of them, but if I had to pick one with a gun in my head, I'd have to go with Ridley over Doug Martin.
You know, I'm kind of in the same boat. I was so high on Ridley at the same time all season. He came out strong as a rookie in Atlanta, and Julio Jones wasn't doing nothing. And so now Julio Jones is more into the picture. He has two or three touchdowns now for the season. Calvin Ridley just kind of fell off to the side. But Doug Martin, who the hell has Doug Martin on their team anyway? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Misha, go ahead.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I mean, if you could go back in time a few years, then it's a no-brainer. But Doug Martin's one of those guys. He's like the Carmelo Anthony of football. You know, he's a big name. He bounces around teams here and there, but he should probably hang up the cleats, though.
And, you know, they say, you know, MJD came to Oakland to die. Marshawn Lynch came to Oakland to die. Doug Martin came to Oakland to die. You know, he's just going to follow along. I wouldn't even have Doug Martin on my team. In fact, I wouldn't even have any Oakland Raiders at all. They're just not getting it done this season. Golly, go Calvin Ridley with that and try to find something else. How about this one? This is a good one. Willie Snead or Chris Godwin? Go ahead, Lou.
Hey, man, Willie, you know, he's been consistent. I like him. I have him in quite a few leagues. Man, he's not sexy. He's not going to give you, you know, 20, 30, 40 points a game, but he's going to be consistent in the 10, 15, late team ranges. And a lot of times that's just enough to get you by at his position.
What about Godwin?
Mm-hmm.
Godwin, on the other hand, he catches 68% of passes thrown to him. He's got 54 targets, 37 receptions, 483 yards, 4 touchdowns. Tampa Bay, he's had a little bit of that Fitz magic, right? 15 points against Atlanta, 14 points against Washington. I can't sit anybody who's playing against the New York Jets are the New York Giants today. The New York Giants are horrible. They came into Santa Clara. They did beat the 49ers, but they almost lost. The New York Giants are just horrible right now. And I just can't see. You know, they've given up the seventh fewest fantasy points to wide receivers this season, but Chris Godwin is in Tampa Bay. I think he's the man. I would go Chris Godwin over Willie Snead in that one. Misha, you got any opinion on that?
I think Chris Godwin, I mean, it is tough. He does look pretty good there. I mean, it's a 50-50. Lou Duffy makes a good point. It's one of those things of a guy that might hit you a home run, and then there's a guy that just gets you, you know, a consistent, something nice and consistent, something you know, it's one of those things. If you're desperate, if you really need something, if you're really need to win, then, you know, I would say with Snead. But of course, if you're, you know, if it's not a big deal, if you're definitely gonna cover the spread, and this is just maybe a cherry on the cake, then, you know, Godwin might be kind of fun to throw in there just to see what could happen today.
All right, here's another guy on the playoff fence. Who does he play, Alex Collins or Tyler Boyd? You know, I've been sitting on Collins all season. I've been playing Tyler Boyd. Tyler Boyd has been doing great. Every time I sit Collins, I tell you what, he's one of those players that you sit and you go, damn, I wish I didn't sit him. All right, you get those guys that you just wish you didn't sit. And Alex Collins is one of those players for me. But I would sit him over Tyler Boyd. he would do it again. He has 187 attempts, 393 yards, 6 touchdowns. All right, 98 points this season, sitting with Mad Ukrainian, 10 points. He's averaging 10, 16, 17, 7, 11. Misha, you got Alex Collins. Who would you go with, Alex Collins or Tyler Boyd?
You know, I have not said Alex Collins once, so he's been pretty damn good, consistent beast for me. But it's a tough one in that department because, you know, Boyd's going to be – he's going to be needed in this game. He's going to be, you know, the main guy for them to look at in Cincinnati with Green playing again. So, just for this one, I would almost have to go with Boyd only because he's going to be the top guy in today's game. I mean,
I'm all for Boyd as well, man. He is going to be a stud in Cincinnati. You know, last week he only got 9.5 points, but in week 8 against Tampa Bay, he had 9 catches for 138 yards. 9 catches for 138 yards. He had 11 catches against the Atlanta Falcons for 100 yards. You know, so this guy has the potential, you know, to handle business. So I'd ride with him.
Yeah, Tyler Boyd. I'm all Tyler Boyd too, man. And I hate it because I've been sleeping on Alex Collins, and he's sitting on my bench. Oh, God. Okay, that's a tough one. You know, fantasy football can drive you so nuts. So you have to make sure that you feed yourself with some good smacking. And I'll go into my smacking commercial. There it is. Let's get into Creeper Sleepers right now, fellas. You guys got your Creeper Sleepers ready? Let's get into some Creeper Sleepers.
It is time for your Creeper Sleeper.
Let's start out in Florida. Let's go down to the fantastic, beautiful land of Orlando, Florida. What do you got? Who's your creeper sleeper today, Mr. Memphis, Florida Lou?
Man, I'm going to have to go back to the IDP and go back to what I was speaking about at the beginning of the program. Those linebackers from the Dallas Cowboys, Leighton Vander Esch and Jalen Smith, those guys are my creeper sleepers. You know, people don't expect a lot, you know, from defensive players, but these guys, between the two of them, they're going to put up 30-plus points, more than some running back and wide receiver combinations in some lineups this week. So I say, man, if you got 2 slots available on your fantasy football team for IDP, get both of those linebackers from the Dallas Cowboys. They're going to pay big dividends today.
Those are creeper sleepers. Mr. Misha Troop, who's your creeper sleepers today?
Yes, for my creeper sleeper, I will go with the man from Chicago Bears. This young cub goes by the name Anthony Miller. Just last week, he took a nice, juicy, chunky bite out of the Detroit Lions by having a career game. And he's going to do probably not that against the Minnesota Vikings, but he's a sure bet to do some damage on the field. Anthony Miller. Go with him.
By the way, Anthony Miller is a Memphis boy, ain't he, Lou?
Hey, Anthony Miller is the mayor of Memphis, man. When he came back home during the bye week, he got the loudest, most rousing standing ovation from the Memphis fans. Man, dude is stone cold. He is stone cold, and he's going to be a stud in Chicago.
Did you get a chance? Mm-hmm. They come up to the booth with you at all, Lou?
No, they didn't come up to the booth, but he was down on the field with the players.
Okay, yeah. So, all right, so my creeper sleeper, I'm going with the guy that is kind of, he's 0% owned in all leagues, 0% owned. So if you hear his name today, you're going to say, damn, he said that shit. Dontrell Inman from Indianapolis Colts. That's my creeper sleeper. I've been watching him. You know, I was waiting for his breakout years when he was with the Chargers. And now, you know, he had Phillip Rivers. He had Keenan Allen on the other side of him. Now he's sitting there with T.Y. Hilton on the other side of him. He's had 8 points versus Oakland, 6 points versus Jacksonville, 11 targets, 10 receptions. So, what, that's 90% that he's, if you throw him the ball, he's going to catch the ball. He's caught 11 targets and caught the ball 10 times. Think of him. Think of me when the luck draws Inman today. And that's how we're going to go around. Let's go around right now. Let's see. What do we have planned for today? What do you want to see? Misha, with your team on bye today, what are you looking for in the football game today?
You know, I'm always excited to see the guys that we talk about, the creeper sleepers, the waiver flavor guys. I'm always excited to see them do great because that means that, you know, whoever – you know, you throw out there, or Memphis Lou, or Rancho throws out there, or I, you know, squeeze out there. It makes us look better. It makes us look good as a radio show. That's they suggested those guys, and sure enough, they delivered. So I'm hoping that each and every one of the guys that we, you know, say is going to be a good pickup, I hope they deliver, and I hope they crush, and I hope, you know, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm
definitely
for.
I love seeing that, too. Lou, what do you got today, man, out in Florida? How much football are you going
to
watch?
Man, look here. I'm about to leave the family on the beach, and I'm going to the Hooters to see America's team whoop up on the Dirty Birds from Atlanta. But I'm expecting my guy, the rookie, Michael Gallup, wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys, to handle business today. Last week he had 2 receptions for 34 yards, 3 against Tennessee for 51, 3 against the racist name team from Washington for 81 yards and a touchdown. Michael Gallup will get his second and third touchdown of the season today in Atlanta in that nice little facility that still doesn't compare to Jerry's World.
Yeah, you know, your little Gallup didn't win the game for me last week, man. I went off of that, and his little 4 points didn't help me at all. I was getting beat. It's been a tough season for me, man. Today, you know, I'm looking for the Raiders to get a second win against a 2-win team, the Arizona Cardinals, where there's no smoke to talk about. You can't talk shit about the smoke. You're playing indoors. It's beautiful in Arizona. It's probably not too hot out there right now. I know they're tanking right now, and it seems like they're tanking. They're always going to tell us they're not tanking, but you got to say the tank game is on. The Nick Bosa train is in the station. But look, man, you got to go out there to Arizona, and you got to beat them fools. You got to beat them little Cardinal chicken heads, and that's all I want to see today. I want to see the Raiders at least get a win, and then I want to see Big Ben repeat what he did last week with his 80 points and his crazy game that he had last week. On the other side of the coast, my other team, them Steelers, I want to see Ben just go off like he did last week, because that's how Steeler football is supposed to be played. with Big Ben Roethlisberger going crazy.
Somebody call the police and lock that guy.
It's good. And then, by the way, I took your advice watching you, following you on social media, of course. I took your advice, and last night, you know what I did? I pulled out the Christmas tree. We pulled the Christmas tree out, and we're getting started. Christmas before Thanksgiving. We've never done that in the Camacho house, but we did it last night. And I got inspiration from looking at your Instagram, Lou, and looks like you've got the whole Christmas spirit up in your house now.
Man, let me tell you something about Christmas. I don't care what religion you are, you know, what your social status is. It's something about the Christmas holiday season that just brings out the best in all of mankind. And so as soon as I can, I'm all about putting up the Christmas tree, singing Christmas carols, you know, and just having that happy feeling, man. This is truly the most wonderful time of the year.
Mm-hmm. It sure is. All right. Nisha, how long are you gonna be out here?
I'm gonna be there till the 25th. I'm gonna go up a little north for Thanksgiving. Because you know I wanna be closer to the smoke. but yeah, after that I'm going back to Washington.
So, yeah, we definitely got to hook up before you leave.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Definitely
got to
hook up before you leave, man. Maybe we'll do the Christmas tree lighting. We'll do the Christmas tree lighting in San Francisco together. I did it last year. It's nice.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, that'd be sweet. That'd be cool. Got to make something happen,
right,
that's for sure.
Yeah. For real.
And,
all right, guys. Well, let's go get some football. Let's go watch these games, and let's have a great Thanksgiving, fellas, and I'll talk to you guys next week. Enjoy your turkey. And, Lou, I know you got it. We got it all hooked up for next week.
Man, we're going to be on the road Thursday night because I got to get back to Memphis to call the Tigers versus Houston game Friday morning, 11 a.m. It'll be live on ABC. Check me out.
I'll definitely be listening to that, man. All right. See you guys later, man. We out. So good to
see you guys.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving.